USA Radio News.
Joe Biden planning to change how the COVID vaccine is distributed. The president-elect announcing yesterday when he takes office, all vaccine doses will be released as soon as possible. Under the Trump administration, some doses are being held back to ensure those who get the first dose can get a second dose. Meanwhile, the U.S. sets a new record Thursday with over 4,000 deaths from COVID, the most ever recorded in a single day. Columbia University Dr. Dara Kass on CBS News assessing where we are in the pandemic.
Right now, we are in a very precarious place with the spread of virus after the holidays and really a run on hospital beds and resources that really means that most of us should stay home if we can.
The U.S. now with over 21.5 million COVID cases and almost 366,000 deaths, both more than any other country. House Democrats plotting to impeach President Trump again. Articles of impeachment to be introduced Monday accuse Trump of inciting insurrection. A White House spokesman says this should be a time of healing and unity, not further division. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Twitter taking an unprecedented step, the company announcing last night that it has banned President Trump's account, Real Donald Trump. Twitter says it made the decision due to the risk of further incitement of violence. No word on if Trump plans to use another social media site, Parler, where some of his supporters have moved after run-ins with Twitter. Parler, though, running into its own problems. Amazon Web Services hosts the Parler app, and there are calls for Amazon to sever its ties with Parler. Parler Chief Policy Officer Amy Peacock tells Fox News what that could mean for the app.
You know, they provide server for us, and if they were to remove their services, then we'd be down. As it is, we're having, you know, some difficulties now with the uptick in traffic, but if they took their service away, we'd be gone.
Google Play yesterday suspending Parler from its store because, according to Google, Parler won't remove posts that incite violence. Flags at the Capitol lowered to half staff in honor of fallen Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. He died after collapsing after clashing with protesters on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Washington, D.C.'s future could be at stake under the Biden administration. Here's Tim Berg.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser renewed the call for a vote on D.C. statehood under President-elect Joe Biden earlier this week as Democrats approach achieving Senate majority. Bowser tweeting out a statement requesting that legislation establishing D.C. statehood be on Biden's desk within the first 100 days of the 117th Congress. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is no fan of D.C. statehood.
D.C. should not be a state. It is a federal city. It was designed to be a federal city by our founding fathers. It would be an unconstitutional act, but I wouldn't put it past the Democrats to try to do it. Look, the circumstances are unclear about when and how the National Guard was mobilized, but it was Muriel Bowser who thought the National Guard should not have weapons. They'd have to go back to their barracks east of the Capitol if they wanted to get weapons to help stop the mob violence we saw.
The senator making those comments on Fox and Friends. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Another rare sight in the sky this weekend, Jupiter, Saturn, and Mercury will be visible to the naked eye starting tonight within close proximity to each other. Mercury will be the lowest of the three, Jupiter will be the brightest, and Saturn will be the dimmest. A triple header of NFL playoff action today. Indianapolis is at Buffalo at 1 Eastern, the LA Rams at Seattle at 4, and Tampa Bay at Washington at 8:15. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.